I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're talking to a young artist, a newly graduated student, one that just moved to New York, literally. By the time of our interview, he had only been in New York for a few days, barely unpacked.
I kind of had everything unorganized because I just moved here, and I didn't have any hangers or anything, so just hung my clothes up. And I'm still cleaning.
That's Jordan Collins, who, although he is now living in the big city, credits his teachers and mentors in Toledo for helping him get there.
Toledo is basically what raised me. And I went to a couple schools, but since sixth grade through 12th grade, I went to a Toledo School for the Arts. And that basically just shaped me into like who I am and like the skills I have today. That the people there basically just formed me into who I am today.
Who Jordan is today, artistically speaking, is a photographer. Although he credits his time at Toledo School for the Arts, TSA, as a positive, he also mentioned a challenging aspect as well.
Personally, like, to me, there was like a lack of diversity, and I wouldn't blame that on TSA or anything, but it just wasn't like, I've sometimes been like the only black person in classes, especially like my art classes. And I've been like only two black males in like the grade. And it's kind of like that throughout the whole school. But other than that, I would say that it's still a very welcoming and like, eventually you'll know everybody. And I feel like that's kind of like a good community to be a part of, because like, you just see a lot of growth with other people and yourself.
Jordan went on to describe all the positives of his time at TSA, making it clear he doesn't discredit the school for its level of diversity. Instead, Jordan mentioned it's a common issue beginning artists face when, as Nina Simone put it, you're young, gifted, and black.
I've always been doing like black art, but any artwork I did, I made sure to like be the voice of the community or just try to represent where I don't see any representation at. I feel like I guess cool and all, but sometimes I feel like I shouldn't have to do that type of stuff. I feel like a lot of times with black art, like we have to make art for our people and not for ourselves. We have to be the voice for our community, make political art or stuff like that, just to make noise about like our oppression and stuff like that. But I don't really want my art to be about that, and I kind of want it to be more personal for me, because I feel like when I make art for other people, it just doesn't fulfill me in any way, really. It kind of drags you down a little bit, because like, you want to make art for yourself, but it's also this, this, and that going on, and it's like kind of like a tug of war, almost.
A tug of war that Jordan is still navigating. But for now, he's focusing on creating art that is most personal to him, which all started with the quarantine.
Usually, like, I take pictures in, like, very controlled situations, like, environments, like a backdrop or, like, a place that I'm familiar with. But ever since quarantine, I couldn't do that, and I was, like, at home. But I've seen other people taking pictures of, like, protesting and, like, masks and stuff, and I was like, if I could do that for my community, and like, it would just be cool to like get out there and try to document stuff.
So Jordan grabbed his camera and ventured outside to capture how the locals of Toledo are handling a pandemic. He went to Walmart, gas stations, bus stops, capturing images he eventually turned into a zine, which is a small circulation, self-published work of original content.
Like the business person in me just was like, how can I like share this, but also I'm moving to New York and I need to like make money, and I just made it into a zine, and I looked up like what publishing companies will work with it. I've definitely had a great reaction to people and a lot of support from them. Like, they even posted it on our Facebook page and stuff, so I'm really glad I did it. It kind of tells a story throughout the book.
Jordan's zine, simply called Pandemic Zine, was the reason he was nominated for this program, as our previous guests had seen and purchased the work. In a lot of ways, this project is the perfect transition into Jordan's new life and new future projects in New York, It's a reminder of the city he came from and a stepping stone into new opportunities in the big city.
People from Toledo like support me so much, like especially like the people I went to school with, like they have been really supportive, and like they see my potential, I guess, and they think I can do these things, and I think I could do these things as well. So it's just like, why not try, you know? And my family, definitely, my family is very supportive. And at first they were like, why do you want to move to New York? Why don't you just go to BG or something? But once I just told them like how passionate I was about this, they've been really supportive, and they think I can do a lot as well. I just want to like get my own style together, because I feel like I don't really have like a too much of a cohesive style that I'm happy with right now, but I'm definitely working on it. And everything, like every time I make something, I'm definitely getting closer to that, to where I'm gonna be. So I feel like it will all be worth it, really.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.